Was the Enlightenment a mistake? Yes. But not for the reasons you might be thinking. I'm not simply advocating to push society back into blind obedience to Christian authority. I say this because the Enlightenment failed to deliver what it promised. We are told the Enlightenment gave us reason, liberty, science, education, and progress. That everything before it was darkness and superstition. But these things were already in place before the Enlightenment. They were simply bound to Christian truth. To question the Enlightenment sounds absurd to modern ears. But here is the uncomfortable reality. If the Enlightenment was such an unqualified success, then why does the modern world feel increasingly irrational, unstable, and hostile to the human soul? Why does modern man feel lost, and why does he feel that life is meaningless? The Enlightenment was not the triumph of reason over faith. It was the moment reason declared independence from truth, and that rupture broke the Christian world. If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Kyle, Deacon Dan Stump, Allison Worcester, and Patrick Rendell. You can also like and follow us on Facebook and X. The links for both of those are also in the description. The Enlightenment presented itself as liberation, the throwing off of the shackles of Catholic authority, allowing man to think for himself and pursue his own destiny. Its thinkers claimed that mankind had finally come of age, that authority, tradition, and revelation were no longer necessary, that reason alone could rebuild society on a clean slate. To be fair, these men were reacting against real abuses, corrupt courts, superstitious practices, and political stagnation. But the Enlightenment did not get rid of those issues, and Christian civilization never opposed reason, as is often claimed by the revolutionaries. In fact, the universities, sciences, and legal systems of Europe were built by the Catholic Church, precisely because the world was believed to be rational, created by a rational God, and something that we could understand. The Enlightenment did not discover reason, it redefined it. In Christendom, reason had a home, truth existed independently of human opinion, law reflected moral reality, and authority answered to God. Reason was powerful, yes, but it was not sovereign. The Enlightenment made a fatal move. It declared reason autonomous. No revelation, no tradition, no transcendent law, only what the human mind could justify to itself. But since every man walking to the beat of his own drum causes chaos and instability, a standard had to be adopted. Democracy. The majority wins. Society, rather than being guided by divine revelation, would now be guided by mob rule. This philosophical shift had political consequences. In Christendom, kings ruled under God. Authority was personal and visible. Tyranny was a sin before it was a crime. After the Enlightenment, authority came from the people. Law came from consent, not truth. Power became bureaucratic and impersonal. Ironically, the age that feared kings created the most powerful states in human history. The Enlightenment did not abolish authority, it relocated it. From God to systems, from persons to institutions, from the moral law to popular opinion, and power without moral accountability does not disappear, it expands, as we can all see today. Before liberalism, rights flowed from duties. Freedom meant the ability to pursue the good. After liberalism, rights became absolute, duties became optional, and freedom became the absence of restraint. Man was no longer seen as ordered towards truth and virtue, but as a bundle of desires demanding recognition. The result? A society of claimants, not citizens, of individuals, not communities, of liberty without responsibility. And of course, no one wants to blame the bad fruits of the Enlightenment on the Enlightenment itself. While most people see the American Revolution as a good thing, it was in fact a necessary first step without which the transformation of the Western world could not have happened. Even though I love my country, I don't give the revolution a pass as many do. The French Revolution, communism, Darwinism, atheism, the revolutions of the turn of the 20th century, and both world wars are all the result of the Enlightenment, and it all began with the American Revolution. More blood was spilled wrestling authority from God and the crown than ever before in human history, and so the body bags piled up, hundreds of millions dead over the span of two centuries. Yes, that's how young the New World is, and it's already unraveling. Once God was removed as the source of truth, law, and authority, thrones lose legitimacy, altars lose protection, and revolution becomes moralized. The terror was not irrational, it was reason unleashed without restraint. And every modern ideological purge, left or right, descends from the cry of liberty. But let's face it, the problem didn't start with the Enlightenment. It didn't start with the Freemasons, who are undoubtedly the architects of the New World. It began with the Protestant Revolt. The Protestant Revolution began a series of events that led us to where we are today. Yes, Martin Luther is responsible for furries and the Rainbow Agenda, not directly, but indirectly. First, man demanded the right to interpret the Bible for himself and set up his own Christianity. Then he demanded the right to be freed from Christianity altogether and worship any idea of God he pleased. Then he demanded the right to not believe in God at all, which created the need to find a new way to explain the existence of man and the world around him, which led to Darwinism, which led to communism, which led to all the social revolts of the modern and postmodern era. These movements remain in a perpetual state of revolution. They cry, fight the power and resist, even after they've won. And each ideological movement demands the right to be seen as legitimate or even exclusive. But if each man gets to decide his own truth and all truths must be seen as legitimate and equal in society, then is there even such a thing as truth at all? This, of course, is an absurd proposition, but it is the natural conclusion of the Enlightenment. And so we see the problem. When truth becomes relative, real truth becomes subject to error. Because our world is fallen, truth must be protected, otherwise error will reign. That's the real problem with the Enlightenment. It set out to make all truths equal instead of protecting real truth as Christendom did. And so the great irony is this. The Enlightenment promised liberty but delivered surveillance states. It promised truth and delivered propaganda. Reason but delivered the denial of human nature. Tolerance but delivered demands to accept ideology. Dignity of humanity but delivered slavery to the economic system. It did not free humanity from power, it freed power from restraint. The modern state does not fear God and therefore fears nothing above itself. So was the Enlightenment a mistake? Yes, not because it valued reason, but because it idolized it. Christendom understood something that the modern world has forgotten. Reason flourishes only when it kneels before truth. Until my next video, God bless.